So there's been a story going around. These young kids are finalists. The school is a finalist. The Crest Ridge Cougars, they're a finalist for this. And they get money. They get to update their stadium for crap's sakes. Their track is a gravel pit. And this is something that is kind of really close to home to me. I went to school in Warrensburg for college. I live in Lee Summit. That's kind of like in the middle of the two. And we are now joined by their head coach of football, Jeremiah Bruxen. Coach, thanks for coming on the show today and trying to help spread this word. And I guess where we will start this thing is, you know, what's been the feedback that you guys have heard so far during this process that is going on with your school?
First of all, thank you guys for the coverage and helping us out and helping us push this message. We greatly appreciate it. You know, the feedback has been great so far. You know, the community is really rallying. You know, the kids are super excited. We've got a lot of energy and a lot of juice flowing right now is what I like to say. And so we're, you know, everybody, you know, that's kind of a big deal around here. You know, we're a small farming rural community. And so, you know, we're kind of a team without a town. Right. And so we wouldn't be able to pool all the tax revenue that is needed for a project of this size, you know. And so we just got outdated facilities. Do we have the worst facilities? Absolutely not. You know, we take pride in what we have, you know, we take care of it and whatnot. And so but the feedback so far has been really, really great. You know, so we're excited for the, you know, for the next couple of weeks to see if we can kind of catch these California schools.
So what are you guys going to do with the money? Lay it out all for us. If you get this $1 million grant, where's it earmarked for? What are you going to do? What's the first thing you're writing that check for?
Hopefully it would be, honestly, that would be up to the admin, of course. Right. But this would be something that, you know, could change these kids' lives in this community. We would hopefully be able to get a new football field. You know, we've got what I tell opposing coaches and people, you know, we've kind of got a humpback whale graveyard, about a 36 inch crown. Wow. If you stand in the middle of our 50 yard line and go to the corner, it's about almost a 3 foot difference. Right. And so it takes the term running downhill to a new level. Right. And then, you know, our track is just outdated. You know, it's chat gravel, right. You know, again, are there other schools that have facilities like this? Of course. We're not in a unique situation, but we are in a unique situation to where we have an opportunity to change it, right? You know, there were 1,700 schools that applied for this sweepstakes, this contest through T-Mobile and Rob Gronkowski. And so we're one of 16 national finalists. And so it's really kind of a big deal. We have won 31 grand so far. But, yeah, we would, you know, update the field, you know, hopefully be able to get a track, you know, a new field house. You know, the kids right now, like, we don't have any showers for the kids, you know, so we can't really do any morning practices if we need to and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just things like, you know, and then we talk about player safety and kids say, you know, like that's as a coach, that's the number one is player safety, right? Our number one concern is player safety, you know, and then we talk about character development, you know, and then we talk about winning football games, right? So if you can, you got to do those first two, you know, to be able to win games. And so I think it really comes down, you know, I love natural grass, but again, if, you know, our field needs to be leveled out, you know, if we could get turf, cool, but it's not a huge deal. But at the end of the day, we just need some upgrades. This used to be a farmland back in the 80s. Some local farmers literally made it a football field. They didn't even have lights for the first, I don't know, 8 years. They played on Saturday afternoons, and then a bunch of parents got together in like 1990, raised money for lights, which we still have those original lights from 1990, right? You know, and, you know, the poles are all bent and a couple of them are out, you know, and here and there. And so, again, it's just one of those things where we, this community needs it, you know, they're very prideful. They show out for everything, you know, they support us. But it wouldn't just be the football program that, you know, would benefit. It would be the entire student body. You know, the cheerleaders use it. The band uses it. We host flag and youth league, you know. So there's events going on five or six nights a week on the field, you know. And so, and again, having a track would just benefit our track program and then the community as well, because there's always people out there walking. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, again, if blessed and fortunate enough to get this grand prize, It would just be a game changer, 100%, just a game changer.
Well, I know you have a lot of people on your side, including us three here that do this show on 96.5 The Fan, and I saw on Twitter or on Instagram on Monday, we started talking about it, and there was, I think, 28,000 likes on Instagram. As I stare at my screen on my phone this morning, there are 32.1 thousand likes, 14.7 thousand shares. The word is getting out, and I figured, you know, with this ability, this platform to get your kind of perspective, you know, you mentioned the field and how much bad shape it's in. You mentioned that it's not just for a football team, that it's for the student body, the school in the future, the kids in the future that want to play. How many times, though, honestly, and I know this is morbid, but how many times have you seen kids and athletes actually get severely hurt on that field because, like you said, it looks like there's a humpback whale buried underneath it?
You know, we've had a few different injuries. This is year two for me. I know there's been a couple in the past. You know, for us, it just comes down to, like, honestly, if you're on one side of the field as a coaching staff, like I happen to be 6'3", right? And so I can see to the other side. Mm-hmm. But when I legitimately say that, you know, you get cut off at the waist or at the midsection, I mean, you cannot see to the other side of the field.
Wow.
And so, it's kind of wild, man. Oh, and my. It really does make up for, you know, you're either running uphill. You know, if you got the ball in the middle of the field, depending on what's, I mean, you're literally running uphill or downhill. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it is what it is.
It's unfair, but, is what it is.
Yeah, you know, and so we, you know, we've had some kids, you know, now football's football. You're going to get, you know, it's a violent sport. You know, there's going to be injuries. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, again, if we can prevent that, you know, or try to do something to make it better, then why not, you know?
Yeah.
So we're getting there, man. I know that we're like third, I think, in the voting.
So that's all it is. It's a straight vote, right? That's all people have to do is go vote. They don't have to, you know, jump through hoops and all that kind of stuff. It's as easy as
possible. Just get on Instagram.
Just go to Instagram and do it. Okay. There's no website or anything like that for people who aren't on Instagram.
No, and so that's where I'm like, I'm not on it. My wife has actually been really pivotal on this. She's the one that showed it to me back in August and was like, hey, this is something that you should apply for. And I kind of like, I was kind of on the fence, you know, because, you know, I'm like, I think we'll be okay. Well, then I went ahead and applied for it. And then I, you know, told the admin, I think my AD, Adam Odell, he also applied as well. And then I think really what happened is, I was kind of pushing it out there to get people excited and started. And then once we saw, you know, they do weekly drawings. So we got $1,000. Cool. Awesome. Cool. Well, then we, you know, a couple weeks later we won $5,000. So we were like, hey, this is awesome. Right. And so then that's, you know, when they announced that we were one of the $25,000 winners, which made us a grand prize finalist, I think that's when everybody kind of realized, like, hey, this is real. This is tangible. This isn't just some gimmick on social media or, you know, something, you know, for free marketing for T-Mobile. Like, this is something that they're really trying to do. And so all of a sudden, man, what we saw was just phenomenal outpouring of support. This community is really rallying. And that's honestly, to me, that's what, you know, high school football is about. But just high school in general, right? High school sports is, you know, rallying that community and that sense of togetherness. And, you know, it's been great, man. The support has been phenomenal. And I think people are excited about it. Just getting, getting the coverage and letting people know, like, hey, this is here. This school's right down there. Because people drive by it all the time. You know, we're right off the 50 highway. Mm-hmm. And I think some people, you know, it's a blip on the radar, right? Some people don't really notice it. So it's one of those things, man, like it would just pop right here off the highway. It would look really, really nice. And so
cool.
T-Mobile's been great. They came out last week. We had a big shebang and what do. And it's been better to get a win on top of it. But, you know, we're getting the coverage and we're getting the word out there. And the kids are starting to get really, really excited.
That's awesome, man. Well, good luck through all this. And, again, just go to Instagram and people can vote and get you guys this grant.
Yeah, what it is, just go to the Crystal Cougar Instagram.
Okay.
It's there's a pinned video in the top left corner. It's the only pinned video I think there is. And You just click on it. It's our kind of like little backstory video. You just like it and share it. And then, like I said, every like counts as a vote. And, you know, we're trying to be honest, to be in a small school like we are and where we are, to be even competing with these California schools is huge, right? And so that's what I've been trying to tell people. I'm like, guys, just keep it going, because eventually they're going to fizzle off and we're just going to keep going, keep our momentum. So that's where we're at right now.
Coach Jeremiah Bruxton, when is the next football game?
We play this Friday at Salisbury. So we got about a 2-hour trip.
Oh, my.
Northeast. It's going to be a hike. And, you know, there's
you need a team plane, my really friend.
And so they got a good football team. And, you know, we're kind of young this year, you know, and, you know, been kind of beat up, fighting the injury bug like everybody else. But, you know, we're looking to go out and compete this Friday and kind of shock the world.
Any home games left on that field?
Yep, we've got one more game. October 25th, we'll be at home playing Windsor for senior night.
Oh, there you go. Well, you have a text on our text line that says, tell Coach that the teams from Windsor are rooting for you guys as well. The Windsor Hounds support the team, even though they're rivals. So
there you go. That's cool. Yeah, get everybody involved, right?
Yeah, we've been getting great support from all of our neighbors, man. I live in Sedalia, Missouri, and so which is 30 minutes down the road, and so we, you know, me and my wife and I, you know, she's been networking. I was on the radio down there yesterday a couple times, and we're getting great support from there. David Goodson from Impact Signs has really been helping us out as well. And so we're just kind of – we're networking it, and we are working it. You know what I mean? You know, and
oh,
so
God, yes.
We're putting it all out there, that's for sure.
But good luck with that. I hope you guys win this thing. You're in third place right now, man. I bet you're going to get a lot of votes after today.
That's right.
Well, we really appreciate it. And like I said, once we get Mahomes and Kelce and Taylor Swift Nation, boy, we're going to be on.
That's right. That's right.
And so we got flyers to put in the suites this weekend, you know, and so my wife's got some networks up there. So we are working it, you know, and because that is one thing. Aaron Rodgers promoted this one school out in California, and man, when he did, you know, their likes went up, you know, I think like 10 grand overnight.
Wow.
So I told her, I just kind of laughed. I said, you just wait till old Patty Cakes and Travis and Taylor start liking our stuff. I said, we're going to explode, guys. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And
Taylor likes this thing. You guys are going to win. She may write the check for you herself, you know.
100%, right? So, like I said, man, we appreciate all the coverage. And we're actually going to be up on the news tomorrow morning on KCTV5 on their morning show.
Nice.
And so we're going to, I think myself, Mrs. Emily Russell, who's our business teacher, she has been her and my wife have been pivotal with, like, you know, kind of brainstorming. You know, they're the think tank. There's a group of moms and people that are all in it. They're the think tank, you know, getting all these ideas out there. So we're taking some football players and some cheerleaders and stuff up there tomorrow morning and, you know, hopefully, again, try to get this message pushed out and, you know, reach as many people as we can.
That's right. No doubt. Head coach of the Crestridge Cougars. Again, you can find it at Crestridge Cougar on Instagram. Like it. They have 32,100 votes right now, or likes right now. Keep it going. So, Coach, we thank you again very much.
Thank you so much for the time. You guys have a great morning and stay blessed.
You bet.
You too.
Thank you.